The Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, indeedy. Happy Thursday, one and all. And it is another Talk of the Town roundtable, which means we are going to spend a little bit of time with our friends in Cottonwood. Had a chance to go there yesterday and had dinner at Vinny's Pizzeria. And, you know, they've done a lot of remodeling over there, lots of TVs and everything. But we had some as close to as good a New York style pizza as I think I've had in Arizona over there at Vinny's. But it was a lot of fun last night, and Cottonwood was really hopping. And so we're going to go to that happening place in just a couple of moments as Casey Rooney has our Talk of the Town from Cottonwood when we return here on the Roundtable on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are heading to Cottonwood for our Talk of the Town segment today and being joined by Casey Rooney. Good afternoon, Casey.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you were over here in Cottonwood and enjoying the day yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry I didn't get to see you, but hope you had a good time.
I'd say we've seen enough of each other for one week.
Is that a way to greet me? Jeez, Sanford, I thought we were friends. Oh, well, thank you for passing the phone to me. I appreciate it. Hey, My guest today is Eric Marcus. Eric is the Chief Administrative Officer for the NARBA Institute, and he also is the Executive Director for SETI. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about that. I'll let Eric talk about that. We're really here today to talk about a program called Dollars for Dreams and Cottonwood Oak Creek School District Governing Board. Eric is involved in all kinds of things over here in the Verde Valley and, well, I guess northern Arizona. I shouldn't say just the Verde Valley, but you live here. And so I just want to welcome you, Eric. I'm glad you could be with me today.
Well, thank you, Casey. Thanks so much for the invitation. I appreciate it. And Sanford, thanks to you, too, for facilitating all of this. We appreciate it.
Hold on.
What's going on? Where did he go?
I'm on.
Yeah, we're all on. That's live radio. Talk, please.
Hi there, Sanford. Can
you
hear me?
I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. Apparently, we had just a technical issue with Casey hearing me. I'm really excited about being here, and thank you for the invitation, both to you, Sanford, and to Casey. And it's a real pleasure to talk to you about the three programs that Casey mentioned. Let me start out by just talking a little bit about our Dollars for Dreams program. Several years ago, we recognized that there are a lot of entrepreneurs in northern Arizona, and many of them would love to start their own businesses, but the big challenge they had was getting just that initial seed capital to start things out. And so we raised funds to be able to create the Dollars for Dreams program. So we have entrepreneurs who come to us with dreams of starting a business or expanding a business, and we help them realize those dreams by helping them establish credit and giving them access to small amounts of capital by providing microloans. We raised all the money from private sources like the United Way of Northern Arizona, the Arizona Community Foundation, of Flagstaff, Federal Home Loan Bank of San Francisco, Coconino County, and more. And that's enabled us to start this loan program, which we've now been running for almost 5 years.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Casey. My phone wasn't working, so we're double teaming here in my conference room.
Huh.
So have you talked any about SETI?
We're just starting the conversation.
Cool.
SETI is the Sustainable Economic Development Initiative. We are an affiliate of the NARBA Institute, which is a 501c3 whose vision is to advance well-being in northern Arizona through long-lasting initiatives that broaden and inspire hope, that energize coalitions and amplify diverse voices. And so one of the key things we realized, and if you want to advance well-being, you have to help people find employment. And helping entrepreneurs start businesses is one of those ways of doing it. So the first thing we do is we look at, see if the applicant for our loan is going to benefit the community in some way. We then look to see that it fulfills an economic development need, and then we evaluate the likelihood that the loan's going to be repaid. We've made many, many loans. We create about 25 new jobs every year from this program, and our loan repayment rate, even though the people who borrow from us can't get loans from banks or traditional financing, our loan repayment rate is over 98%.
So, Eric, when somebody wants to apply for a loan, how much money can somebody borrow? What's the maximum somebody could borrow?
Well, typically our starter loans are around $5,000, but we are able to entertain higher loans if people need them.
Uh-huh. So how many loans have you guys made so far?
We have probably made more than 40 loans at this point.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I mean, we funded a job training program for developmentally disabled, eco-friendly businesses, minority startups, and we span all five northern counties. So Yavapai, Coconino, Mojave, Apache, and Navajo counties. And
so you've got,
it's been exciting.
You've got businesses here in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, as well as Flagstaff and other counties?
We do. In fact, we have three businesses that are in the proverbial stone's throw away from your office here in Old Town.
Yeah.
So it's been very exciting.
Well, that's good to know, because we have a loan program here through Verde Valley Regional Economic Organization. I think our the amount of money we lend per loan is maybe a little bit higher, but you come in at the lower end, then we come in at a little bit higher end. And
that's exactly right. And we're always happy to partner with VV Rio.
Good.
So if anybody is interested in our loan program, they can go out to our website at www.sedinaz.org. That's SEDINAZ.org. Look for Dollars for Dreams. And we've actually got a 5.5-minute video that explains how it works and how to apply. And we are aggressively looking for loans, and we lend at 3.5%. So it's a pretty attractive interest rate.
Well, it's good to know. I'm glad that we can partner on these kind of things and take people from a low-level loan to higher-level loan, and then they can go to a bank. Normally, it's you and I get in before the bank gets into it.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things we do is, because we not only write checks, but we provide mentoring, we provide coaching, and we report the loan payments back to the national credit bureaus, so that helps our startups and our smaller expanding businesses establish credit so that they can get their next loans through traditional sources.
So we got just a few more minutes before we take a break, but what about the Cottonwood Oak Creek District Governing Board? You're on that governing board, right, with Steve King?
The new term in January for 4 more years, and I'm looking forward to our next segment where I can tell you a little bit about some of the really exciting programs we have, but I would at least start out by saying it's a thrill to be able to work with the great staff, employees, teachers, and of course, absolutely outstanding superintendent we have in Steve King out at the district.
Yeah, you know, to me, Steve King is like a rock star. I think he's just the most awesome guy. I know a couple of his kids, his two daughters, have been involved in Interact through Rotary. So the family is just an amazing family, good hard workers.
I'll tell you one real quick story, and that is some of the students, one student came home to tell his mother that he had had an opportunity to meet Superintendent King, because Superintendent King spends part of every single day actually in classrooms. And this young student came to his mother and said, Mommy, I got to meet the King. And I think that's pretty exciting. So Steve King is known, at least in some quarters, as the King. Oh. And he's certainly the King as far as I'm concerned.
Oh. He is the King. He's a great guy. I think the world of him. And you know, like I said, I've known his daughters for a couple of years. One's going on to college and doing very well, and his other daughter's in high school and very involved in Rotary and doing great. So, I'm just glad to hear that you're so involved in all these programs. You're in Flagstaff. You're here in the Verde Valley. You're spreading yourself out. I mean, I know I've seen you everywhere. And
I just want to say I appreciate all of the work that you do. Casey, you were a member of the SETI board for years, we've worked well together. I've appreciated the opportunity to be able to collaborate with you in business development activities, and certainly you're the expert there. So I have really enjoyed working with you and seeing what you've done here in Cottonwood.
Well, thank you very much for the pat on the back. I appreciate it. We do that pretty well between the two of us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Eric Marcus.
And we'll be right back with more Talk of the Town Cottonwood here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
A At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey, Dad. I wanted to remind you that the holidays are close. Real close. And Mom and I don't need wool socks again. At Helzberg, you can get jewelry for Mom and get a free Nintendo Switch system for me. Two gifts in one trip. I'm not saying you're a last-minute shopper, but I'm not saying that either.
Get gifts that get gifts at Helzberg Diamonds, like a free Nintendo Switch system when you spend $1,199 or more. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in-store for details. Game sold separately.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And here's our host for today, Talk of the Town Cottonwood, Casey Rooney.
Thank you, Sanford. We're back. I want to welcome our KQ&A listeners today. And I am here today with Eric Marcus from SETI's. Sustainable Economic Development Initiative. He is the Chief Administrative Officer. Eric, we have a couple of bullet items here I want to discuss, and tell me a little bit about the innovative program, the Menta Academy. What is that?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. In my role as a Cottonwood Oak Creek School District Governing Board member, I think it's interesting to talk about two innovative programs. One of them is the Menta Academy that you mentioned, and the other is called the Focus Zone. And this is to preface this, we are seeing an increased number of students with mental health and behavioral health issues. And we're working collaboratively with families, with Spectrum Healthcare, juvenile detention, surrounding Verde Valley school districts to create more solutions for these children. Just to give you an idea, we have what are called IEPs, which are individual educational programs. And the number of students with IEPs in 2015-2016 was 10.12%, so a little over 10%. That has risen this year to almost 13.5%. So there is a significant increase in the number of children who need who have special needs that need to be addressed. So let me start with the focus zone.
Are these unique programs to Cottonwood Oak Creek School District?
The Focus Zone and Menta Academy have been implemented here, and we're hoping that they will be implemented across the state. The Menta Academy has been done in other places. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Okay, yeah, tell us what all that means.
So the Focus Zone started about 2.5 years ago. We started talking with Superintendent King and Principal Jessica Vaca, at that time with the Cottonwood Elementary School, now with Daniel Bright. And the question is, how much time were principals spending with discipline issues versus spending time in the classroom coaching teachers? And I remember Mrs. Vaca told me, I'm spending about 6 hours a day dealing with discipline issues in a grade 3 through 5 elementary school. I thought that was amazing. And And so I worked with Superintendent King and with a outstanding special education teacher, Laura Manier, and we developed a program called the Focus Zone to address the needs of students who have difficulty coping, resulting in issues that manifest themselves in the classroom. Just to give you an idea, more than 6% of the students in the Cottonwood Oak Creek School District are homeless. More than 11% do not live with either parent.
How has that changed over the years, Eric? Is it increasing, decreasing?
It's an increase. Unfortunately, it's an increase.
Increase all over the state or all over the world? Or?
Well, I don't know, but I know that in our district, it's certainly a significant issue. And there's something called ACE scores, Adverse Childhood Experience. This is something you don't want to score high on. An adverse childhood experience would be something like a parent that was incarcerated, exposure to gang violence, things of that sort. And our students have very high ACE scores. So, you know, we at the school district can't solve those societal problems, but we can help these children learn how to cope. So instead of having children sent to the principal's office, they would be sent to the Focus Zone, which is a room with a special ed teacher, with a licensed clinical social worker, and they'd be given techniques in breathing and mindfulness that would help them better be able to cope. Just to give you an idea, the first quarter that we operated this versus the first quarter of the same year previous, we went from 27 suspensions to 0 suspensions. This is really important, and we saw test scores go up, all kinds of great things. But I want to mention the Menta Academy as well. There are some children here in the Verde Valley who simply are not achieving their potential in a traditional classroom setting. And our perspective is you never, ever give up on a child. So we wanted to look at how we could deal with children who had severe behavioral needs that couldn't be addressed in a general education classroom. We got together with special ed directors from across all of the Verde Valley districts in a process led by Dr. Alley, who is currently our special ed director.
So did you have to hire staff to do this?
No, what we did is, this is a turnkey operation. Menta is an organization based in Chicago. What you do is you give them a classroom, an office, and a fenced area for recreation, okay, so kids can go outside and play. And they come in with an incredible agenda and curriculum, and they are literally teaching these kids who couldn't learn in a regular classroom environment.
How many kids?
Right now, we have 7 kids in the program, and we're about to increase it to 10. And we can handle up to 12 in one classroom spanning 4 grade levels. So we're doing grades 2, 3, 4, 5. But if you walked into this classroom today, you'd say, well, these kids don't look like they need any special attention. And that's because this program is so incredible.
It's not discipline. It's I don't know, what would you call it?
Well, there's a strict regimen to the program. There's an agenda on the board that has every 10 minutes specced out, so the kids know exactly what to expect. And we have outstanding teachers and paraprofessionals running the program under the supervision of our special ed department, under Dr. Alley's overall supervision. But the kids are given rewards. You know, they get points when they do the right thing. These are very smart kids. And so they think they're working the system when, in fact, the system is really designed to have them think that.
So, okay, so how can the community get involved? Do you need help from the community at all?
I think what we need is we need the community to have a better and fuller understanding of which kids need these kinds of programs. Awareness is really important. There are programs going on throughout the Verde Valley in what we call mental health first aid, where parents and first responders are better able to learn what's going on with kids, to be able to flag these issues.
Who brings this to your attention? Does the school, the teachers bring it to your attention, or the parents, or how does that work?
It's really a combination, Casey. Sometimes parents will come to us and say, hey, I've got a child with a traumatic brain injury. I've got a child with severe autism. I've got a child with severe behavioral problems that we're seeing at home that I'm sure you're also seeing at school. In other cases, it's situations that arise at school, and we're able to see those situations there. And then we can, working with family, working with mental health professionals, it gives us the opportunity to develop a customized IEP, a customized plan for each individual child that meets their needs so that they can thrive. And that's our goal. We want every child to thrive and get the education they need to be able to advance in society.
So what is your role in this? We're winding down the conversation here, but I mean, I know you're on the school board. Is it you, or is it you and Steve, or is it a lot of people involved?
Yeah, not me. I'm privileged to be a member of a team, and this is certainly an area that I am very passionate about. But Superintendent King really takes the lead, and his organization, Dr. Alley, the principals, the teachers, they're the ones who really make this program work. So I'm just privileged to be part of that team.
Great. Well, Eric, thank you for joining me today. Very interesting conversation. I see how dynamic you are. And if the whole school system is that way, we're all going to be successful. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Casey.
I want to thank our listeners from KQNA and look forward to talking to you again in a couple weeks.
No, that sounds great. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Sanford.
You bet. And we're going to take a quick break. We've got news coming your way, and then the rest of the roundtable, as we're not giving up on the election just yet. Stick around. We've got more to talk about. We're counting the votes again on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you. At Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries? This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Phoenix City Council delays voting on a plan using city dollars to renovate the Phoenix Suns Arena. That didn't keep opponents from sounding off.
Tourism tax dollars would pay for two-thirds of the $230 million to renovate Talking Stick Resort Arena. But taxpayers ripped the council for not only the cost, but also they say...
This is Chicago politics at its worst, and it has a very foul odor.
Mayor Thalda Williams says this was not meant to be a sneaky deal.
I'm a big believer in sharing this information.
Five public meetings are scheduled. Then the council attempts another vote January 23rd. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Another day, another food recall. This time it's Chewcar Dark Chocolate Cherries.
The Washington company is recalling its ultra-dark chocolate products because they contain undeclared milk. People who have a milk allergy or severe sensitivity should avoid these products. Those who are lactose intolerant could also become sick if they eat these cherries, which are sold at Costco, Walmart, Target, through Amazon, or directly through Chewcar. More information on the recall is available at yavapai.us. I'm Lynn Kelly reporting.
Mostly sunny and dry days, clear and cold nights into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Chilling after bedtime to near 23 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming to highs in the mid to upper 50s tomorrow through Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear evening skies and overnight low near 29. Warming to the mostly sunny mid 60s tomorrow and through the weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
All right. Well, we are at the roundtable, and we are still talking about this election in Arizona because it's still technically 2018, so we are still in the same year. In fact, I think they finished counting the votes probably about a month ago today because I think it was a few days after the election that they actually found some more ballots and counted them all.
That'll happen. Yeah.
So here's my report, and I'm telling you, I'm literally scratching a divot in my head trying to figure out how this is possible. So, and these aren't made up figures either. This comes right off the Secretary of State's website, and I don't understand why we don't have marauding bands of truth seekers in the streets demanding action on behalf of our Arizona state government. And of course, we're talking about the Senate, the race between Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally, which was won, and I use that in quotation marks, by Kyrsten Sinema. But an interesting thing happened on the way to the ballot box. A whole bunch of ballots found their way into the counting system in Arizona, and I, for one, cannot figure out where these ballots came from. And let me give you an example and tell me if this makes any sense to you or even you. All right, when you count up all the ballots, 58,538 people in Arizona voted for Senate and did not vote for governor. Voted for Senate, did not vote for governor at all. Didn't vote for Ducey, Garcia, write-in, nothing. 58,538 ballots. I can't even call them people because I don't believe it. 58,538 ballots were counted that had no vote for governor, but they voted for the Senate. 61,618 ballots had no vote for attorney general, but they voted for Senate. 84,504 ballots did not vote for the superintendent of schools, but they voted for the Senate. So what you're trying to get me to accept, and obviously I ain't accepting it, is 58,538 people voted for Senate and did not vote for governor. 61,618 people voted for Senate and did not vote for attorney general. 84,504 people voted for Senate and did not vote for superintendent of schools. This makes no sense to me at all. Now, here's what makes it even worse. The 58,538 ballots that voted for Senate but did not vote for governor. The margin of victory between Sinema and McSally was 55,900. So think about that. 58,538 ballots voted for Senate, did not vote for governor. 60,000 plus voted for Senate, did not vote for attorney general. 80,000 plus ballots voted for Senate, did not vote for superintendent of schools. The margin of victory, lo and behold, 55,900. If you give a rat's patootie about the accuracy of the election just passed, you want to pull at the very least the 58,538 ballots that were cast for Senate that did not vote for governor, find out who these people are and check them and see if they're real. I know it's a big job and nobody seems to be up to the task, but I'm just saying, 58,538 ballots were cast for Senate with no vote for governor. That makes no sense. It makes no sense to me. It makes sense if there's some funny business going on. It makes a lot of sense. But I don't know. I'd love to see the ballots. I really would. And anyway, politically correct speech. Let's talk about that because that's something we can at least have a laugh about. The folks from PETA, and that's not people eating tasty animals. That is not what PETA stands for. It's people for the ethical treatment of animals. And they're also including, for some reason, goofy sayings that Americans have in their everyday nomenclature that have been around for centuries, and PETA has you colloquial speechmakers, in its crosshairs, because you don't realize just how offensive and how primitive you sound when you utter words like, quit beating a dead horse.
It's a dog's life.
Quit beating a dead horse. Now, this, you could apply that to talking about the election, that we're still beating a dead horse. But the thing is, PETA does not like the violence and the visual of a dead horse being beaten or being threatened with beating. And so they've come up with a suggestion, Chuck.
Oh, well, thanks.
Instead of don't beat a dead horse, PETA would like you to say don't feed a fed horse.
Let me jot that down.
You don't feed a fed horse.
You know, if I said that to somebody, they'd say, huh?
You can't make this stuff up.
But keeps them busy. Keeps them busy. They sit around, you know, Starbucks and talk about, you know.
Here's another one. Here's another one PETA doesn't like. Bringing home the bacon. They don't like bringing home the bacon. They don't like the idea of how bacon is made. They don't like the idea that animals are slaughtered to make bacon. They don't like the idea of bacon sitting there sizzling on somebody's platter, eating meat. Meat is murder. You know, bringing home the bacon, which is theoretically thought of as a good thing. When you're bringing home the bacon, that means you're out working and you're bringing home money to your family to feed them. Yet, typically, and again, this has been probably going on since time immemorial, bringing home the bacon. So PETA, PETA has looked at this very serious violation of our everyday life, bringing home the bacon, and they have a suggestion instead.
Oh, good.
They would like you to start saying, bringing home the bagels. Bringing home the bagels. Now, all right. Now, let's be.
That's chutzpah.
Well, you know, I like bagels. You know, so
my granddaughter works at Einstein Bagels.
You know, okay. And I mean, if you were really keeping kosher, bringing home the bagels would actually be more in line than bringing home the bacon, I suppose. Of course, you could make turkey bacon and, you know.
But turkeys are.
I don't know, but I'm just saying it's not just strictly a kosher or non-kosher saying. But yes, bringing home the bacon, PETA would prefer that you say bringing home the bagels.
Yeah, I'm sharpening my pencil.
Now, I'm sure now that your mind is probably spinning out of control and thinking, you know, why are they even giving any thought to this?
Why are we reporting it?
You know, and the truth is that the Rules for Radicals playbook that was written by Saul Alinsky, which is literally the Bible for the radical left right now. In fact, you can read that book. You can read that book and you can see if you dawdle around in social media or Twitter or whatever, and you hear this, you know, cacophony that goes on social media, and you can actually point to the page and the
chapter verse,
everything. Page 128, number 5, the power of ridicule. Whatever you do, make sure that you ridicule the enemy. Ridicule them just over and over, and just keep hitting them over and over again with ridicule. Now, one of the other things that is in this Rules for Radicals is the control of speech. And so branding something as, ugly in the way of speech, such as bringing home the bacon or beating a dead horse or any one of a number of, you know, things that you could. Two birds with one stone.
Oh my
killing
goodness.
Two birds with one stone. you could kill two birds. You could feed two birds with one scone. That is, again, PETA's suggestion if you're going to.
When I was going to college, that was called newspeak.
But yes, trying to control speech is actually, it's the First Amendment. The First Amendment is the Freedom of Speech Amendment. And there was a representative from California, Ted Lieu, L-I-E-U, that was being interviewed on what Mark Levin calls MSLSD, or the the MSNBC thing, where Representative Lieu said that, "I wish," this is quote unquote, "I wish I could enforce the First Amendment and keep certain speech from being uttered."
That's kind of what they call an oxymoron, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a moron at the very least.
But this is California, where they're talking about taxing texting.
Yeah. Well, here's, this is an elected official, and he's basically going on national television and saying that he would like to be the one, he would like to be the one to be able to control your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's pretty
freedom.
Darn scary.
I like to control freedom if I possibly can.
That's pretty darn scary. And so I think I'd like to kill two, I'd like to heal two birds with one scone and include him in the scone. Instead of, and feeding the Fed horse, I feel so much better about myself already that.
Well, that's better than beating a live horse, I guess.
Controlling speech and alienating people based on the way they talk is one way in which to assert control over a number of different behaviors. And so we should take this effort by PETA to drastically renegotiate the way in which we talk with the utmost seriousness. I know it sounds goofy that somebody would suggest, bringing home the bagels instead of bringing home the bacon.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Bring home bagels and maybe some bacon, some schmear, onions.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine what they have in mind for something like, if you're going to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
Oh, my.
What could they possibly be thinking of in place of that? If you have to make tofu, you have to have a little soy or something. We need a little soy for our tofu. We're going to take a quick break because I've got to, reclaim the English language. And we'll be back here on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Feed a fed horse.
Bring home the...
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Sun Valley Tire wants to thank all who have served the community, veterans and their families, law enforcement, firefighters. With 5-quart synthetic blend oil change for $15, includes tax and disposal, most vehicles. Civilians still get a deal for $20, includes oil, filter, free tire rotation, and free battery check. Veteran owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "Our job is taking care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix cars for a living." Sun Valley Tire and Auto, Highway 69 next to the main post office in Prescott Valley.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, indeed. We are feeding the Fed horse. We're bringing home the bagels. And
one of my favorite groups is Three Dog Night.
The folks from PETA would desperately like to remove all references to harming and killing of animals in your everyday speech, thinking that if we make that kind of change in our everyday speech, then eventually we won't want to hunt anymore.
And you won't let the cat out of the bag.
We already know you can't monkey around. I mean, they've already...
That's monkey business.
They've been all over that already. And, being a fish out of water, I'm sure that... And, quite frankly, I'm tired of... Can you say that that there's pork barrel spending in the Congress
and
anymore?
And look what Santa Claus is doing with those poor reindeer.
Yeah.
Working them to death.
Yeah, so it's a sad day for language, but we will carry on. We will carry on, soldier on, here at Talk of the Town on your Thursday. I do want to take a moment and mention that last Friday we had a memorial service for Ken Byers. Ken, as many of you know, served our company in a leadership position for the better part of 17 years. And, while we had a nice send-off for Ken, our hearts are absolutely broken, and we're still feeling it, obviously, 1 week later. Now, I want you to know what this staff did, this radio station staff. We had our, Ken finally passed away after being in hospice for like a month and a half and on a daily watch. He finally passed away last Wednesday. And then 2 days later, we had his service at the Heights Church. And thank you to Ken Lane and Jim Gumby and to all the folks at Heights Church for helping us put that together in a very short period of time. So that was last Friday. The next day, Jack FM had a fall food drive. And darn it, we had at least 12, 14 members of our staff that took of their time the very next day and went out to the Safeway stores in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Cottonwood and gave of their time to raise money and food for those less fortunate at holiday time. And it just is so heartwarming for me and for Terry to watch what this staff has done in overcoming some really horrible events and have made it you know, just not thinking of themselves, just really just doing a yeoman's job in, you know, in keeping other people in their mind's eye. And all the people that came out to say goodbye to Ken, and there were hundreds of them from all walks of life. Thank you all for coming out and honoring our friend and colleague, Ken Byers. And then Tuesday night, think about this. We had the funeral service. We had the food drive. Then we had our company party on Tuesday. And we invited Ken's widow, Shannon, to join us. And we actually had a nice time and reflected on Ken and also talked about the future. And I know Ken would want us to soldier on, and so we shall. And we just want to say again a thank you to the community for coming out and supporting Ken and supporting our staff during our fall food drive this past weekend. It's really just words can't really express just how grateful we are. We are going to go do some hockey here, and we'll be back next Thursday for another Talk of the Town roundtable. And tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Let's Talk Sports. Just be an hour. It'll be Mike and the Doctor. So I'll see you over there in a couple of weeks. But for Chuck Roberts and Casey Rooney, I'm Sanford Cohen. Thank you again, everyone, and have a great Thursday. Hockey coming up at 5 o'clock, the Coyotes and the Buffalo Sabres. So stay tuned for that. And Mark Levin on KQNA.com if you want to keep going with the talk shows. Thanks again, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics.